Make someone's Christmas. Live with MacArthur Glen Ashford Designer Outlet.
I've heard from Blake.
Wow, okay.
Who is Blake to you?
I'm his foster carer.
This is a nice surprise, okay? I don't want you to be nervous. This is a nice surprise.
Okay.
We've teamed up with MacArthur Glen Ashford Designer Outlet for something on my show called Make Someone's Christmas. And
okay. We've
been asking people to write into the show and tell us about someone special in their lives. Now, can I read you what Blake has written to me?
Oh, yes, please.
He says, Becky Doust is a foster carer and has looked after me and my brother for 5 years now, whilst having a numerous amount of other kids in that time period. How long have you been fostering for, Becky?
Just 6.5 years.
Okay, so you had these guys quite early on then?
Quite early on.
Hard being a foster carer?
Sometimes, but very, very rewarding.
What made you want to do it?
Difficult. My husband grew up in a foster family, so his mum and dad fostered for like 20 years. He said to me for a long time, we should do fostering, and I was a bit like, I could never do that, I'd be crying all the time, and I wouldn't be strong enough, and then it just kind of got to the point where I was like, do you know what, I can do this now, I'm ready to do this, and we kind of bit the bullet and done it, and actually, yeah, there's no kind of turning back now, really.
Blake, Blake goes on to say, Becky has always treated everyone the same.
Oh.
She's gone out of her way to help me so much, including in my GCSEs.
Wow. He passed all of them.
Amazing. That's amazing, isn't it?
Very, very, very good. Yeah, really pleased.
He wrapped up this very short note to me, but he said that she doesn't receive the credit she deserves, and I know it's an extremely stressful job, which I can only imagine is very challenging sometimes.
Yeah, can be.
Now, I know that there are many fostering groups in Kent who are looking for people just like you, Becky, by the sounds of it.
There definitely are.
What would you say, Becky, to other people who are maybe considering becoming a foster parent?
I definitely would say that it's not a job. It's not a job that you can clock in and clock out. Mm. It's definitely a lifestyle that you choose, and it can be quite hard at times, but like I said, it can be, or it is to us, very rewarding.
Listen, Becky, he did say one other thing.
Okay.
He said, it would be great if you could help me treat Becky and say thank you to her.
He said,
I would love to send her some tickets to see a show so she really knows how grateful I am for everything she has done for me.
Oh, that's lovely.
So, Becky, that's what we're going to do. We're going to send you a £300 Encore gift card.
Oh, my goodness.
That means you can go and see whatever show in London you want. I mean, it'll get you into the best theatres, the best West End productions, musicals, attractions, whatever you want to do, you'll be able to go and see it. And that's with lots of love from Blake, who quite clearly you have changed his life and many other people's as well.
Oh dear, I feel really emotional. Oh, that is so lovely. That is so, so lovely. Need to go and find him now in the house and give him a big hug, because that is so lovely. I'm totally speechless, which doesn't happen very often.
And you know what? This is what Christmas is about, isn't it? Is an opportunity for people
absolutely.
To say, thank you. I know that Medway Fostering are looking for people, Kent Fostering are looking for people, By the Bridge
absolutely.
Are looking for people. They're all incredible places that you can find out more. And if you're watching this on Facebook right now, we'll put the numbers at the bottom of the screen, their contact details. But Becky, for now, day two of Make Someone's Christmas, thank you for being on. And also, you better go, go and give Blake a big hug.
Oh, I will.
Merry Christmas, Becky.
And to you, Merry Christmas.
Make Someone's Christmas. Live with MacArthur Glen Ashford Designer Outlet.